Hi everyone. I've got a demo here that I'd like to show you of PowerShell desired state configuration running on NanoServer. Now this demo uses some functionality that didn't quite make it into Technical Preview 2 of Windows Server vNext, but we have most of it working and we'll hope that it'll be in the next preview. So let's get started. What we're going to do in this demo is first we're going to author a configuration script that captures our desired state. Second, we're going to compile the configuration into a format that is consumable by the DSC engine. Then we'll apply the configuration to a target node that's going to be running NanoServer. And then lastly, we'll observe the results and double check that it worked as expected. All right, so first, let's start by taking a look at the configuration script. Got the ISC here, so we'll run psedit on our configuration script. And first off, we've got a param statement at the top here that takes a list of nodes that we want to target with the configuration. And then in our configuration block, we're going to import a couple of resources. And then we'll do three things. First, we'll create a new folder using the file resource at C share. Then we'll use the XSMB share resource to share that folder out with everyone. And then we'll use the file resource again to create a text file with some product pricing information for our widgets. And then lastly, we will compile the configuration into a MOF file and apply it. All right. So we want to apply this configuration to a NanoServer. And so what I've got here is a Windows 8.1 management client, and I've got Hyper-V installed, and I've created a VM that is running Windows Server Technical Preview 2, plus a few extra pieces that I've installed manually to get DSC running. So for the first step, let's go ahead and collect the IP address and credentials. So we'll say nano IP, get the IP address, we'll get some credentials. And now let's run the script. And we'll pass the IP address using the nodes parameter. All right, so when you run the configuration, what PowerShell is going to do is it's going to compile it into a MOF file, which is the format that the DSC engine understands. And now there'll be separate MOF files that get generated for each node that we're targeting. So in this case, we're just targeting the one node, so we just get the one MOF file. So now we're ready to apply the configuration. So we can say start DSC configuration, give it the path to our folder with our MOF files, specify the computer name, nano IP, the credentials, we'll show the verbose output so we can see what's happening. We'll also pass the wait parameter, and this allows us to run it interactively so we can see what's happening. All right, so we can see that it's taking the configuration, sending it over to the target node. And with the verbose output, we can see that it's going through each phase. It's looking for the new folder. It's not there, so it's going to create it. And then with XSMB share, it's going to add the share and then give everyone full access. And then product pricing, again, it's going to create that file, which doesn't exist yet. All right, so let's go ahead and double check that it worked as expected. So we'll open up our File Explorer here. Let's go to our machine. There's our share, nano share. And there is our product pricing information with our widget prices at $150. Just the way we would expect. So another benefit of DSC is that it will periodically reapply the desired state to the machine. And this helps to prevent configuration drift. So for example, suppose something or someone comes along to this file and change the pricing information for widgets from, say, $150 to $10. Let's go ahead and save that, close that down. What will happen is DSC will detect this drift from the desired state, and then it'll reapply the configuration on its next pass. Now, we can either wait for the next refresh interval, or we can also force it to reapply the configuration immediately. So in this case, let's try that. Except this time, let's use the sim session parameter to connect to the nano server. So let me clear screen here. Let me create a new sim session. Give it the computer name, nano IP, our credentials. Okay, there's our sim session. And now let's say start DSC configuration. We'll say sim session, pass that in. And this time we're going to use the use existing switch. And what this does is it, instead of sending them off over again, it's just going to take the MOF that we already sent over and just reapply that one, because we didn't change the MOF at all. And we'll do wait and verbose again. So notice that this time it's looking, it's taking the configuration that's already there. Notice that new folder is already found, so it skips that. Same thing with the SMB share. And then the product pricing, it did a consistency check on the contents and reapplied the contents. So let's check to see if that worked as expected. Let's refresh this, get our product pricing. And there you go, our widget price is back to $150 the way that we would expect as specified in our configuration. So that's how we can author, compile, and apply a configuration remotely. But we can also actually do the same thing interactively over PowerShell Remoting. So let's go ahead, clear screen, and we'll open an interactive session to our Nano Server VM. We'll say enter PS session, give it the computer name, the IP address, give it the credentials. This is going to open an interactive PowerShell Remoting session to our Nano Server. And notice the prompt changed here to our IP address, so we're working against our Nano Server. And let's go into our demo folder. And notice that, let me do a git command. I want to show you that all of the commandlets for PS desired state configuration, we've got these now working on Nano Server. Includes things like, you know, get DSC resource, start DSC configuration. And not only that, but we can also compile the configuration directly on Nano. So all of the required assemblies and the PowerShell magic that's needed to compile has been updated to work on Nano locally. So I've got a copy of that configuration script here. And let me go ahead and invoke that locally on Nano. I'll pass nodes, I'll say localhost. So this should run the configuration, compile it into a MOF document. There we go, right here on Nano, our localhost.mof. And now we can use start DSC configuration locally. And we'll say wait again. We'll say force. We'll say verbose. And we'll give it a path to that local one, file share. And we'll apply the configuration locally on the Nano server. And of course, this time, since, you know, the folder's there, the share is already there, and the file's already there, it just skips everything, skips each phase, the set phase of each of the resources. So in summary, we showed in this demo, PowerShell DSC is running on Nano server, including authoring a configuration, compiling it to a MOF, and then applying it to the Nano server. And a quick reminder that these bits, they're not available in Technical Preview 2, but this is just a glimpse into what's coming with the next preview of Windows Server. All right, thanks again for watching.